we got it. I'd like to welcome you to Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting dated June 1st, 2023. The time is 5:04 PM. We have a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Today's meeting is for the purpose of discussion about the tax budget. Currently, the three trustees obviously are here. Fiscal officer emailed me, I think yesterday, saying she would not attend. So we're going to have a discussion and we'll see how far we make it.
For the record, I'm just going to state it here. We scheduled this meeting because of her availability.
Right.
And here we are taking time off of our work schedules and stuff like that. And one of the key components of this thing as a team is not here. So let that be noted on the minutes, please.
All right. Okay, so I have talked to other fiscal officers to get some information as far as what we would need for today's tax budget. And unfortunately, I don't have, you know, normally on a budget, we have a form that we fill out. And the only thing I have are the last 2 years forms that came off the UAN, off of the fiscal officer's computer. I am looking for suggestions, maybe from...
Well, some of the things that we got to look at for on this, since it's a tax revenue meeting, is looking at where our taxes are and what is incoming. We also look at if we're selling any equipment, if we're going to be in line for any types of grants. We're basically trying to see what our income is going to be for us to know what we're going to be able to spend. So just reviewing last year's minutes, you know, we talked about the admin department, the general funds, the new budget amounts, and where the latest revenue status report was. So do we have the revenue status from?
We have got a recent one from April as far as our revenue status, correct?
Yes, but they have not been approved.
It's not been printed and or
it's
approved?
It's not been approved.
Okay, it just was submitted. So
you'd probably want May, or no, I'm sorry.
March.
Oh, March.
We have March's revenue status, which probably is not going to tell us a whole lot. We have last year's, we have the amended certificate. I don't know if that would help us. It seems like that was a document that somebody said we should review. We have last year's appropriation status at the end of the year. We have some revenues generated by, you know, we have a year-end budget resolution. We have revenues generated for last year from the ball field, as far as what we may have gained there, as well as the zoning for permits. We have that. I believe I have a PD grant that has been submitted, or that we stand down. Be awarded through work from the tenant's agent.
Right. Plus, we also talked last year about administrative costs of the board. We also discussed like the motor vehicle tax. We did the licensing tax. These are all the incomes and everything else like that. I would suspect that they would be relatively the same. Again, Angelo, I know when we went over the things through her UAN program, and was reading these things off to us. I know we discussed revenue streams and expenditures for the employees, related costs, purchases and services and materials, capital outlay. We talked about the cemetery fund revenue and was discussed to include the sale of cemetery lots. We also went over the safety services levy and what that was going to bring in. So these are all, again, things that are the tax revenue thing. It would be nice if we had a worksheet to fill out that, you know, I remember last year when we did it, we talked about everything and it was just entered in there, so.
As Trustee Johnson said, I talked to another fiscal officer today. We have to make sure that we have any of the grants, if there's any specific grants coming in. And in areas where we have a big surplus, we should be looking at changing that surplus so it carries over the next year.
I have a Schedule B, which was one of the items the other fiscal officer recommended us review. That has levies inside and outside the 10 mil limit. And this was tax year 2022, collection year 2023. And this document, I believe, was approved by this board on March 23rd of 2023 as the amended certificate of estimated resources.
You know, the other thing too, again, we have to note, we have the, what is it, the drug payments from the All Ohio group. I know it's not a lot, but it is a couple thousand dollars that will be entered into the income.
Is that the opioid?
The opioid one, yep. It also says that, you know, we did the expected general property tax allocation revenue and expenditures for the fire and rescue ambulance fund. So where are we finding the expected general property tax fund and the things that we were given? You know, that's what's kind of, to me, has our hands tied.
This
is it's a 35 page document, you know, for
it's a 35 page document. Yeah, to try to shoot from the hip, it's a little difficult.
This is the same one, though.
This is a year more recent.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was told to consult with Kristen at the county if we couldn't get any help in-house. But I'm looking for a form that assimilates that to give us something to start filling out. And we didn't really find any notes per se, did we, from last year's meeting?
The minutes,
we got
the resolution.
Yeah, which we have. I mean, I remember in the meeting last year, we basically talked about what money's coming in, you know, the different things that probably would sneak up on us, kind of like the opioid fund thing, you know, permits for zoning and stuff like that. But I know in the worksheet that is submitted by Angela here, it goes into the fact that it has your property tax, your permissive sales tax, it's got your license and permits, it's got your cable fees, fines, local distribution, state taxes, all of that stuff. I mean, we can do a generalized number based on other years, but even like last year, where it's showing from 22 to 2023, going down. Because this was printed in 2022. This is talking about 2023.
Right. And I think at the time we were counseled as well to anticipate your revenue a little bit lower.
Lower than the first half.
And then anticipate your expenses a little bit on the higher side, just to be careful. And if you look at that, that's relatively close to what we did. If we either kept it the same or we dropped it a little bit in most places. I was also told this is pretty much a crystal ball effort.
I'm guessing revenue for the tax, it'd be like a 60-40 kind of split, 40% for the second half, something like that.
This isn't split in halves. This particular budget that we're looking at, it's just for the year.
No, I just mean that we'd get about 60% the first half, and maybe 40%, and that would be being conservative for the second half, so we wouldn't get dinged. Because some people may pay their whole tax upfront.
Taking time.
Oh yeah, I'm just reading stuff and going through this.
Last year's current numbers. Where did those come from?
Okay. It would help if we had if we ever did a worksheet on this thing. Again, this one here was very interactive with the fiscal officer. We sat there and we talked about it. We plugged in our ideas. It was mostly a discussion on our part.
So our standard budget worksheet would not be applicable.
No, because you're talking about, first, we got the general property tax. The last couple years, we've gone from 507,000. The current one was 555,000. And then I'm assuming that's projected for 523 for 2023. Then you have your tangible property tax, because there's two different types of property taxes, too. So the permissive sales tax was 130. It's 130 the year before. Your license permits and fees, they have been basically looking like 375, 350, and then back down a year. So again, that would be good to have somebody.
And what are those? I mean, that's obviously a non-significant item. The next looks to be similar to what we were given for the zoning, because our zoning number is similar to that mid-30s, 30,000.
And these are licenses, permits, and fees. So this whole entire thing, you also got your cable franchise fees, which has always been right in the 140-something range for the last, ever since I've been around.
And has there been conversation about that changing? We haven't seen anything, Chrissy, from your perspective, from any of the cable franchise information?
Mm-hmm. No.
Because of the new fiber network and everything, just curious how that will continue. I think it will continue. It's a big deal if it doesn't. That's all Armstrong, right?
Yeah, right. Well, it used to be. I know there's a couple new ones in town too, but I don't know how that's. We don't see that.
With Armstrong.
That's who we're connected with, right?
miscellaneous, they put in $12,000, but, you know, it's been again anywhere between $6,000, $15,000, $5,000. So I'm not exactly sure what the miscellaneous would be. A fund. Then the rest of these pages is literally our appropriation status.
Well, it's...
This is just, these are the funds and the expenditures that we have listed.
So that would be kind of our budget.
Yeah.
See, the carryover is a big deal as well.
Yeah, because last year we had a large carryover, and she said a letter to the auditor will be needed for to the general fund carryover, which we'll need to make sure that gets done too. But that carryover is what we're looking at, hopefully, for updating. That's what we've been keeping that that money in that general fund for, is updating the properties and stuff like that and our infrastructure.
We had the original certificate and then the amended certificate. And the amended certificate was approved on, looks to be March 17th, which puts everything in different brackets than previously. I do apologize. I wish I had more to work with, but I... I'm struggling to...
Well, again, on the worksheet, you know, you go into page 11, and it, so the first part, page 1 through 10, is talking about the general fund. Then you get into the road and bridges fund. And again, it's usually kind of split equally.
Right.
Between the personal here, and again, it talks about what they're getting from licenses, permits, and fees. Roughly $20,000, and then they also get their allocation of the property taxes, just like the general fund. They also get the miscellaneous, so that's basically kind of split right down the middle. And then again, attached to that is their expenditures.
How does that relate to our estimated resources? The general fund is 4.4 plus, and it's, in theory here, it was divided in half, right?
Yeah, so you got 973 for the general fund. And then 673 for the Road and Bridges Fund.
So we get, in theory, there's 672,000 taxes and other sources, 452,000, which combined and divided makes those numbers, I believe. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, only certain parts get split, you know, like the general. the general property taxes get split. The permissive taxes, it doesn't look like that. But again, for submitting a report, I don't know how it's possible for the trustees to submit a report without the fiscal officer working in conjunction with us on this.
If you compare the levies inside and outside of the 10 mil limitation, we're up about 300,000 if you compare 21 to 22. These are the two big ones, but I question, I don't remember why these would be the same number. Maybe you remember. It looks suspect to me that you'd have the exact same number there. But
I think it's where he was saying the road and bridges and the general fund, they split.
Okay.
50-50.
But it's about 300,000. This is the breakdown, about 120 more for these and the rest of them. Well, take that back. Safety service levy was up about 70,000. But some of these, shouldn't be impacted by the property. None of them should really be impacted by the property tax increase. That should be very minimal, because when they do the property tax, my understanding is when you do the property tax increase, if it was a 3%, you were bringing in $1 million, and you had to roll it back to a 2.9 to still bring in $1 million. When I looked at it, it looked like you always made a couple of dollars more than $1 million, but not anything significant. They adjust it, the state or the county adjusts what it is, so you bring in the same amount, not the same mills.
So this is a workshop, right?
Yeah, it's a discussion.
And so
we can just do what we want.
Just play the review from the beginning of the last meeting, explaining what is going on. If we can't have her in person, we'll have her from last year. I'm not going to waste my whole day here.
No, I'm fully prepared to get to a spot.
I don't mind. I mean, this is what workshops are. Nice computer works.
Should we allow Chief to encourage him to spend some time with his family?
Yeah, Chief, you don't have to sit here and watch this. So we're going to just talk about...
Are you sure?
It's a late day.
I think this is a good day to take advantage of our...
Thank you, sir. You're going to make me alone with my grandkids.
No, thanks for being here, but I think...
When you get a $10 budget next year, you know why.
All right.
Hey, you weren't here to protect it.
They got their boots out of the street. All right, computer. I didn't mention for the record how much I love these computers.
Well, the computers won't fire up mine while I just sat it on the other a few minutes ago.
There's no reason why I shouldn't.
I'd say something, but we're being recorded.
I'm probably a little more
cave, but I bet you we'll get there. What are we going to do when we get rid of the audio minutes? We want to go to January, early January.
June.
This is going to be old.
What was our minutes? What was our meeting date for?
That was
6/30/2022. Good thing is we got plenty of time.
Right there. Which one?
That one, a touch. There's a touch screen.
So you have my technology.
But that's okay. Let's go backwards. Because that is the print minutes. Audio.
What's a print minute?
Once upon paper,
here's audios. Come on, easy. Smooth. There you go. I do have a mouse, by the way, in my bag. It makes it a little easier to do.
To welcome you to the Dinah Township Trustees Special Meeting. The time is now 6:07. The date is June 30th. It is 2022. Can I get a roll call? Here's the scan.
Sink taxes are zero.
Yes, yeah, sink taxes are gone. That's what we got, all the money that's that gets still carried over. That's a go.
Great.
So you understand that. Good evening, I'd like to welcome you to the Dinah Township Trustees Special Meeting. The time is now 6:07. The date is June 30th. It is 2022. Can I get a roll call? Here.
Can I see the same and go to 14 minutes?
Yes. Just in an effort to increase our staff at this time, very large, Benny was able to, in the interest of one Joseph Jones, they
rate for $50
an hour.
Right,
I'd like to make a motion to approve the new hire for the roads and bridges in our service department. Joseph Jones is his name. His rate will be $13.50 an hour. It's a part-time position. He will start.
I like to just zoom in on our face for like,
Yeah,
check
that out. It's
a 4.5 hour meeting.
I know. We must have done something fun. Why can't we just slide just a little bit?
Basically, the revenue status of September 1st of 2020. We had it. We did it before. It's been long enough. I don't remember the process. But. I'm okay working through it.
These are protective.
This is the revenue status.
Say you do cable franchise fees, and then we'll go back and start this purchase. I'd like to put the purchase order again. Just highlight, I want to make it all done. Yeah, actually.
All right, so we're going to do the purchase order.
Okay, tables and franchise fees, these are usually really spot on, so.
We're over 80% right now.
Yeah, we brought in just over $144,000 in 2021, and right now we're at $72,000. So it's going to be
pretty. So we should probably end up raising that though.
Go to 145?
Yeah.
145.
That's where we're at here. I don't want to keep that the same.
So,
you want to go back to the
water? Yeah, let's do that. Let me just say that.
Like I said, too, I'll make the motion. approve that, we were gonna correct that.
Yep, yep.
Move right now, guys, and everything, and I make a motion.
Except for the tax budget, which would be.
When I read those, yeah.
Can you hear this?
Well, we're doing our little thing here.
Right, exactly.
Just be here.
I thought.
Well, we had, the one meeting we had.
No, I thought you said you were gonna make a motion.
No, I'll just easily do it.
I'd like to make a motion for purchase order. This is for the police department, dated 6/30 of 2022. It is for Pro-Tac sales. It's for two sets of body armor for the two new officers in the amount of $2,520. Second.
Any discussions?
So just one thing, I want us all to be on the same page, and I want to make sure everyone understands the importance of purchase orders, and why we got this down. This is not a, this law is wrong, this is not a, this is actually state law. The township policy is based on state law, but there seems to be some potential on this, on title or ways, and I think that.
That's why it took 4 hours.
And I took, twice, and then so everybody understands, I want to, you said the body armor takes 8 weeks to get in, it's custom made, and I didn't want any days to go by, because every day the officer's out there without proper equipment, I feel responsible and guilty for it. So I thought we would put this in, because I thought.
So once you started talking about this thing, it was 14 hours before, and it went to 4 hours and 20 minutes.
I have two separate line items, say, purchase order for half this for one officer, half this for another officer, get it done.
No, well, it's still gonna exceed.
Why?
Yes. Yeah, it's still gonna exceed the first, because they still have to be certification, that's just the way that.
It'd be nice if it was 2 minutes.
We have, the problem with that is, and I think we might have talked about this before, is that we don't set.
We're just trying to get through one purchase order here.
To see that threshold of raising, so we have to really, like, an extra budget time, we have to increase appropriations. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, like, the supplemental appropriations, it's because we don't have money in this one. So, like, we're going to raise this, we have to remember that the money has to be in this appropriation, has to be in. So you can't be able to, it doesn't matter, you can raise this, it's not all you want, but the money's not in your slides, you're not doing yourself a service or your employees a service. Because. Oh, like, it's just, it's the same, they're purchase order, they're all purchase orders, it's just.
Because I'm just looking for it, I mean, we're talking about shoes, you know, but.
I understand, and that's, but, you know, again, and I have to say, like, I'm trying to.
Is there a faster speed than 2?
There was an oversight on, you know, it was funny, they have to go, they keep signing, waiting, you know, like, we knew this.
We should run first, we'll get.
And these, it's going to be fine, it was yesterday's, but.
To that, I mean, you know, that's why, one of the frustrating things, before you got on board, with me, was all the special meetings, and this would have been a perfect time. If we missed it at a regular meeting, we recognize that. We're all close, we can get together.
Well, we can do it.
Do one of those, and just come in, do it, go, you know.
If it was a case of getting these things next week.
Right.
That's, but in 6 to 8 weeks, they have custom made, so really, we should be looking, we should try to remember to look 2 months in advance. If we have a new officer coming on, put them out in, just for the way to hire or buy it, so.
Yeah, hire before buy.
We have about 8 weeks lead time. I mean, basically, what we need to do next time is when we do hire them, we got everything signed on the dotted line. One of the first things you do is get that purchase order set up.
Right, they'll still then bring one with them. Now, these are new people, so I can understand that, but someone possibly from the department already has.
I feel sick with, I'm saying, please, but player or should, and we still sell shoes, I'm sick, you're not.
So we're literally at 6 minutes now on this one purchase.
I got 7 o'clock, now, I heard Doug Lovey's voice, I said, oh, 7 o'clock.
So why don't we do this, and just because, yeah, this is really important, maybe you can take back to your department too. Something that we can think about, this is the reason that's where you can offer our money. We chief and I first discussed this in the discussion, we got into the taking this from them. I didn't know they were applying for grants, and without getting into this too much of this, I don't want to let them know that they're getting state funds to federal funds. So we were just saying, it's hard to lose them, but that was the only reason, because when we do get grant funds, they're particular, we should have them paid. So they want to see purchase orders, they want to see the message out. So, you know, we have to have that response. We don't want to lose, I mean, we don't want to lose. So we don't want to lose, you know, so these are just really important reasons. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page so that, you know, the job. Just on, no, it's all kind of, that's why it's more handled communications, if we have more, you're more, you just have that issue, the word, you're really hard on.
Ben, I'm trying with this, right?
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to leave her take much time on it. For those who are here tonight, who are hiring out the scout, can you possibly just share, in reviewing these line items, what is the net reason, why are we doing this? You have a report, you're going to turn it, right? Can you just share a little bit about that, right, and why it's important to do this?
Yes, so this is called the tax budget, and this budget we send it to the county auditor, and this is what generates what's called an official amended certificate. That comes out in September, and it will be dated for January 1st, 2023, and this helps us to set what is called a temporary appropriation, which takes us from January 1st to March 31st of next year, 2023, and that lets us spend money because we're not allowed to spend one dime that the county tells us we can. So they tell us okay, based on what you're estimating that you're gonna bring in, and what we're telling you that you're gonna get property taxes. Because we're gonna kind of tell them what we think we're gonna get, but then they're gonna do their magic and, you know, their formulas, and they're gonna say, this is what we think you're gonna get. And then we set our appropriations on that, which appropriations just simply means like that we can do that stuff. And then, so we have to March 31st. Then we send in January, because this is just our, like again, our guesses of what we're gonna spend. Now, remember, it's June right now, right, close to July. But, so it's hard, it's kind of hard to guess what you're gonna get anywhere from 6 months to a year. So in January, we're gonna send off again to the county another sheet that's called a year-end balance sheet. And that's gonna show the county exactly what we have left in our fund, kind of like a checking account balance. And that's gonna tell the county, okay, this is minus all the bills that have been paid since, you know, since what they told us back in, you know, the end of June. But this is what they have, and it's called carryover. Okay, it's just basically your balance, that's left. And in your piggy bank, right? So, I don't know if you're thinking about that, but, so then they give us what's called an official amended certificate. And it looks pretty much like that one we got in September, except it's got the exact. And then we set permanent appropriation, which takes us for the rest of the year for 2023. And then we can set our exact, like what we can spend for the rest of the year. And that certificate is supposed to take us for the rest of 2023. Unless we get any other monies in, unless we get something big in, like a grant, like something, or we're gonna talk about that in a little bit, like our road department is expecting to get, like a pretty decent size.
I think it was for comparison purposes.
Let's say we didn't go, we were going out.
Yeah, because she's saying that we'll get a grant in September.
This year, and we got that, let's say, early in 2023, and that's a lot of money. So you can't spend money in the year you get it unless you apply to the county to amend your certificate. So we would do that.
Basically what this is these discuss breakdowns inside of
that. Then they would give us another amended certificate. So you have to wait, there's a lot of steps you have to take to spend money. But it's a checks and balances.
So look at our property tax right here, 670.
Make sure that you're never spending more money than you make. So,
thank you very much. It helps us have a handle on how much money we're going to get. And it helps us have a handle on how much we can spend. Thank you.
That's the most important thing, because all the money we're working with.
Hopefully it was to go over there. This is more confusing than this because of the breakdowns inside there.
Taxpayer money, you know what I'm saying? And spend too much.
I'm thinking this part to this part.
Thank you.
It's all taxes.
We're in the general fund still. So let me, before we get back to it, I'll tell you what, when I talked to the county, what they had told me. So I talked to Kristen and, you know, with the values, the value changing, and I'm sure everybody's hearing the, you know, the 27% increases, and people were freaking out about that. Property tax values are going up 27%. That is not what the tax bills are going to go up. The county does not have numbers on yet, though. They expect them in August. So she said, because basically there's four schools in Medina County that are at the full inside village. And so that is gonna change back what the rollback is. So we are going to see, there's gonna be some big changes on our tax bills, but they just have no idea. So they didn't want you to wanna guess. I mean, I do not know those after I tried to pin her down a little bit. I said, so like 2 to 3%, would that be fair? You know? She said, yeah, you could at least, So I would suggest when we go to our property taxes, we increase it by that. and then it changed the numbers from, you know, the.
Yeah, otherwise we can do it.
That was going to be changing, you know,
speed
on our EMS and our safety service.
Because I'm more likely to say, let's do that.
And we increase that by 3% as well.
Numbers in the law here for 33,000.
Yeah, because they're going to be close to this compared to, you know, we're showing property tax here when we're there.
Because again, like, remember, they change our property taxes anyways.
So they're going to change anyway. Yeah, so if we keep this going, put 670 here.
You know, like, generally, in the old days, like, they used to say, like, oh, you should show every dollar you have because you want to show.
When you say 670, where are you saying the 670?
So, you know, we want to be as accurate as possible.
So I'm there.
So, but I just want to kind of.
550 or something. This is 550, 525.
August is when we can expect to be.
I'm doing this thing, but.
Yeah, I just wondering if that was coming from.
IVI bought it for 18, 19, and we are about to get our 25 in the process right now.
That's what I would probably do is.
It's a long process. You can expect that to go at least.
Motor vehicle license, gas tax, same thing wrong, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, they always are. Look at 13, 12.
Remember, the property taxes are broken down into two categories, it's going to be on every.
Here, this is the prop.
And then, once I roll back, it's, that's under, just like, perfect. Yeah, 535 property tax allocation. So we just have to break down into separate sections. So I would just say, you know, last year we had brought in 500, just shy of 508,000 in the general fund for the act from the county, and then the state property tax, you know, the rollback, we were at like just over 64,000. So I'd say it's safe to maybe increase by like 3% on the county side, and maybe just leave the state as is, maybe, since we don't know what that one that's going to look like.
So excellent, going up about 15,000 revenue after that.
Yeah, somebody did that. I just my math still is 3%.
We're better than listen. It's going to go right through every item. So that's why it's 4 hours.
I see numbers and quarters.
So what do you mean?
Yeah, I think we have.
It's Thursday.
Can you do like 5%? I'm sorry, by 3%. Yes.
That's okay.
Where did the 15% come from?
Our positive thinking.
I don't even know where that
15%
comes from.
We're thinking about individually listening to this. Going down through there, make our own adjustments, then come back with a conversation.
Okay.
That way we're not staying here for 4 hours. Yeah. My Monday appears to be open. Are you open Monday? Are you open Monday?
I have to get my calendar.
You are a critical link.
So we'll just split the hours, cross-reference it with this. I think we should each have a copy of this. We'll do our homework, come in with the numbers, like everything literally is a guess on this thing.
Yeah.
And without the actual computer that you can pull half these things up with, I'm gonna just base it off of that.
You good?
Mm-hmm. What time Monday?
Four. We can go four.
Yeah. Four?
Four?
Four. I can do that.
Four?
Okay. Let's do it ours.
All right.
So after reviewing.
After reviewing the situation and the information at hand, realizing that we're going to have to
go through every line item.
Go through all the line items, and at last year's meeting was over 4 hours. We're going to take some time and get more comfortable with what we did a year ago with the documents we have so that we can be more efficient. And therefore, I'm going to make a motion that we schedule another special meeting for Monday, the 12th, No.
No.
Excuse me, Monday the 5th. Monday, June 5th for 4 p.m. And I would say it'd be for the purpose, another work session.
Another work session on the tax budget.
On the tax budget.
Second it.
Second it. Any other things we want to put in there? Probably not. Let's just stay with this.
I would like to send an invitation out to the fiscal officer to see if she's free that day.
Okay.
You know, this has been, what, three budget meetings that she hasn't been at?
The OTAs clearly say that, yes, it's the trustee's responsibility to have these things done, but it does clearly say that it's the fiscal officer works in conjunction and submits the thing. In the last OTA, there was a section that I actually highlighted where it says usually the fiscal officers do this, even though the trustees should help. And here we are working on helping, and it's kind of like in reverse. This is a team, and it hasn't been a team, but when it comes to anything, I talked to a resident today when I found out that the fiscal officer wasn't going to be here, and he goes, isn't tax budget something fiscally their job? And again, I had to explain to him, yeah, it's technically our job, but it is within the help of the fiscal officer. So this, again, is why we get our hands tied, because we don't have access to the things that she does.
That she has, right.
And even if she were to make out a blank worksheet and go through the thing, it would have been a lot easier, because what we're going to do is going through these things in the minutes, and we're going to have to make up our own worksheet. But I think if we do our homework here, our next meeting should only be an hour. We'll just breeze right through this thing.
Okay. No, so, my point just was that they only have to make four meetings a year or something like that, but it says that you should be at important meetings. And I consider these important meetings, and I consider when the state auditor shows up, that's an important meeting.
I think anything budget related,
right,
should be a requirement. There should be an amendment to that thing. And it's also, it's I call it creative interpretation. You know, budget meetings, they should be, especially when we schedule this meeting for all of us to be in attendance. So that is the thing that is kind of irritating, is we scheduled this meeting around her schedule. So that being said, I don't want to beat a dead horse. Do our homework. We'll come back on Monday, and we're good to go.
We have to take a vote.
You're looking for a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Anything else before us?
No.
Look forward to, I would call to adjourn today's meeting. Make a motion to adjourn
second.
Today's meeting?
Yeah. I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned at 5:52 p.m.
Who cheat was he with?